how the USDA is helping schools serve up success in the cafeteria. That's coming up on This Land of Ours. Whether it's poor timing, not being hungry, or just not interested, school children across the country are lining up in cafeteria lines only to throw away their lunches. And that has the attention of the USDA, which has been instrumental in helping many schools overcome that challenge, including Brandon, South Dakota Valley School District.
We trained and encouraged our students to only take what they will eat.
Gay Anderson, the school district's child nutrition director, says part of her plea to the school board to help keep kids from throwing away school meals was to offer healthier choices for free.
Free fruits and vegetables for any students that come back, because at that time we were charging for a la carte prices for those items.
But it would take a little more effort than that, and also some thinking outside of the lunchbox. Anderson then went to the school children's parents and also the school staff.
I needed their help in talking to the students, helping them really understand, especially in the elementary buildings, what was on the menu and to make the right choices and that they could always come back for more.
All in all, her efforts seemed to be doing the trick.
My plate waste dropped per student averages of, in one building, 13 cents a student, and it had been at 51. In another building, it was at 21 cents.
Another part of it was the students also went to recess prior to eating lunch. More information and strategies on reducing food waste in schools can be found on the U.S. Department of Agriculture's website, USDA.gov. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.